This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It has been my honor, and it has been the privilege of my entire professional life to have had the blessing and the opportunity to be your mayor.
Another one bites the dust, only this time it's the mayor of Nashville. Wow, what a huge story that was. As much as we're talking about the falling of men when it comes to politics and some of the shenanigans over the years, the decades that have happened, the Nashville mayor really rocked that area with the news of her affair, the Music City's first female mayor in 2015. She was a symbol. And boy, oh boy, announcing her resignation as she admitted to felony theft too as well. That's what really brought her down. So here's the scoop with that. She pled guilty on Tuesday morning to that charge of over $10,000, and she agreed to reimburse the city of Nashville $11,000 and serve 3 years probation. The former head of her security detail, Rob Forrest, pleaded guilty to theft of property over $10,000. He agreed to do the probation thing and repay the city $45,000. Here's what happened. In January, she admitted to having an affair with him in 2016 and apologized. And then, of course, this has to do with their professional life being entangled with the personal. And they were doing these, you know, they were traveling. So domestic, international travel, all of that. So they racked up expenses and overtime and all this stuff while they were having an affair. So he was being paid to be her bodyguard. You just knew when that came out. That's the first thing I thought of. She's not surviving this no matter what. She is not surviving it. And so, of course, she did not survive that. And it was a big blow for the people there because they were really backing her. All kinds of people backed her. And they were super disappointed, obviously, that this is the way it all turned out. Showing that women can be just as pathetic as men can be when it comes to things that they should not be doing when they're in those positions and saying one thing and leading people to the Kool-Aid and to believe in them and then disappointing them. Hey, we're all human, yes. But when it comes to that, and if you get in that situation, you know what you got to do? You got to resign. You got to resign before anything happens because it's going to have a nasty ending. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Speaking of nasty endings, there's a bunch of them that we're starting with here at the top of America tonight. Okay, how about this? The FBI made the connection. The feds, supposedly, it's being reported a lot. I've tried to really nail this down myself, but supposedly they knew warnings about the massacre suspect. We're talking about Nicholas Cruz, who was indicted on 17 counts of murder. They, jail records are revealing some strange behavior after he killed all those kids and teachers, etc. But the thing that is frightening is what was known. Because, you know, that's what we always want to know. Did anyone have a clue? But supposedly staffers were warned about his possibilities. And this is stuff that's starting to come out now. And again, whether, you know, how you track it down and is this really true? It's more than speculation, I can tell you that. That here's what happened. There was a tip in 2017 alerting the FBI to a threatening YouTube comment made by Cruz where he said, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." The person who took the call at the FBI didn't ask any investigative questions about the tip. The call taker was able to connect Cruz to the earlier call about the YouTube comment, but after discussing with the supervisor, they decided not to pursue it, and the case was closed. Oh, when you hear that and you just think of those parents, and if just they had decided, let's pursue this. I mean, you don't know. I mean, it could be a crazy call or whatever, but they did discuss it. They did talk about the possibility. So now the FBI is reviewing its handling of the case, and they're going to report to Congress, of course. It doesn't bring back any of those innocent faces that were slaughtered on Valentine's Day, and it's just horrific when you learn the woulda, coulda, shoulda details. So we'll see what comes out of the congressional hearing, but again, whatever comes out of it, it doesn't do anything to pull the people back. Philadelphia is among the places just completely buried in snow, so there were all kinds of flight delays. In New York, same thing. You had what they call those snow, thunder snow, and it really took its toll, taking down power lines and closing schools and leading to roads that were so icy and almost impassable. Impossible to pass. They were telling people to drive, you know, 30 miles an hour or whatever, and which is smart because it was just too dangerous. And it's going to jack up flights for the next day or two as they try to get things back and running, because you can only do so much when you have these massive amounts of snow that are coming down, you know, 6 inches, 7 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches. It's just insane. And Philly got it bad, Jersey got it bad, New York got it bad, and other parts of the Northeast also slammed with it, too. It just depended where as to how much snow they got. So the snow plows were out, of course they were, and people were trying to dig out of the snow. Kids were out earlier in the day. I know my own family, nieces, they sent me a bunch of videos where they're making fun of their father trying to move the car. He can't move it. He can't back it up. Of course, it's buried in the snow. It's buried in the snow. But when you live in the burbs, it's different than when you live in a city. And you are just really, really trapped. There is just no way. You're not going anywhere. And, of course, the big story, and I don't want to bury the lead, but the big story is Donald Trump and what happened with Stormy Daniels. And the reason is because of this back and forth over the fact that her attorney is saying, yes, she absolutely had sex with the president back in 2006. And the attorney claims that the president pressured her, and that, you know, they're talking about the fact that she didn't sign this agreement that was put in front of her. So Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, has filed a lawsuit against the press, and she says she's citing multiple instances of Trump's legal counsel, Michael Cohen, working to keep her from speaking out about this alleged account encounters. Clifford's attorney was everywhere talking about, you know, they issued a temporary restraining order, said that a private mediator issued a temporary restraining order against Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, on behalf of Cohen, and has cautioned her to keep quiet. So her attorney is telling everyone, yeah, she had sex with him. Absolutely, yeah, $130,000, definitely, she was paid. White House isn't saying too much about it. I'll meet you on the other side as we continue to roll through the conversation on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Then I don't think we would be able to accomplish everything that we've done. The economy is stronger than it's been in ages. ISIS is on the run. The rebaking of the judiciary. Jobs are coming in at record numbers. There are historic things that have taken place in the first year. Sounds like a very functioning place of business to me.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you got to love it, because nothing fazes her. So when she's bombarded by questions about, oh, boy, somebody else resigning, people's had to be fired. And it is crazy. It is like a revolving door. And you heard what she had to say, that, hey, this is, you know, life in the White House, basically. So this is what happens. And every day there are questions about that, by the way. And every day she just manhandles it. She just does it. I have to say, from just that perspective, it's impressive, because she reminds me of when I used to cover Jerry Jones, who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. You could ask him anything about anything, and he just knew how to respond. He knew how to two-step. She knows how to two-step. She's very, very good at what she does, because it is disturbing. I mean, of course, who doesn't want stability, and who, as a leader, wouldn't say they would want to have the right people in place and they'd want to have stability around them? Of course they do. But it's the fluid situation, and the bottom line is, if you're not getting the clearance, what are you doing? So if they're not, and they had to get people in, rush people in, and they didn't all get cleared. So if they're not cleared, they're not going to stick. And not all of them fall into that category, of course, but there were a lot of people that fell into that category. So that's where they really, really got stung on the whole clearances. Kind of makes me wonder, in the shift, when you make that transition, how important it is that you have the right transition teams, and you got to figure this stuff out so on the fly that you have to be set and ready to go. I mean, boom, you're in, and that's it, and you're doing it. And they just definitely weren't. And there were, let's face it, some people that were picked that were lame, that should not have been part of the administration. But, you know, everybody's going to have their misses, but they just had a lot of misses. So that's going to bring up those questions. But like I said, if I'm looking at it from this point of view of how she handles it, I'm going to say, yeah, she's good at what she does. There's no doubt about it. I started to look things up about her. In fact, I was like, what was the background of Sarah Sanders? What is her background, really? Because she does it better than a lot of people who have done it in the past in the White House. Because you really are that wall of information of what's flowing in and out. And really your job is to try to squelch whatever's happening out there, meaning the questions are going to just keep coming fast and furious about whatever it is, no matter who the president is, when there's anything that tips over the apple cart. And she knows how to do that. All right, we've talked about steel and aluminum and, of course, this whole tariff thing. So it's interesting because now there are some these new tariffs on foreign soil and aluminum of 25% and 10% proposed by the president could give U.S. producers the price advantage they have been lobbying for in the last couple of years. But shortages of domestic steel, then with the rising prices, could also attract imports to the market, even with the tariffs. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. Saw a great story on this in the Wall Street Journal where they talked about steel, U.S. steel shares rising 2.6% on Wednesday to 45 and change, which actually made it for a 20% increase in the past 12 months. And will American steel and aluminum makers lose out to foreign competitors? Well, they got to be able to make enough metal. That's the key. Whether higher prices, whatever it is. If they can't, then they're going to lose out. And that would be the thing about it. Alcoa. So as a result, some companies were planning to expand U.S. production even before the tariff plans, but Alcoa is a great example of it. They're going to reopen part of a smelter in southern Indiana this spring. And Tenaris opened a mill near Houston late last year to make pipe for natural gas and oil fracking wells, so they're ready to push that up even further. And then there's another startup in Arkansas that's one of the largest sheet mills they accelerated production in 2017 at one of the largest sheet mills to be actually built in the U.S. in years. So it's interesting to see what the steel makers are saying and how they're reacting to it. So some are not happy and some are very, very happy with it. California steel industries, they say the tariffs would be crippling. It would hurt business. Importing steel slabs that they make into pipes and sheets used in construction would be disastrous. Manufacturers that use steel and aluminum in products like Caterpillar, Harley Davidson, they say that could significantly increase their raw material costs. So it just depends. And then there was another company that made construction equipment. They said they were going to pass, of course, higher steel costs onto their customers. So it depends on the company, what they're producing, and is it going to create more jobs or what's going to happen? I mean, there's idle furnaces that are going to be fired up, and that means workforces are going to be fired up and more people will be hired. So it's kind of the yin and the yang. It will be, of course, positive, and some it will be negative. And from the job point of view and from the idle furnace point of view, that was sitting there that they weren't pumping it out and then they suddenly are, that is going to be where it tilts in the other, I guess, where it tilts in the other direction is what I'm trying to say. So let's see what happens with the European Union and whether they really back off or what do they do, because the president is set to sign the tariff plan despite the Republican pushback. You had 100 Republicans that were imploring the president to just drop the plans for the sweeping steel and aluminum tariffs. But on Thursday, they're going to formalize the measure. So that's what's going to happen. they're going to do it. And what does that mean? European Union officials say the retaliatory moves they would take if the U.S. imposed these tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, they're going to do it. So it's going to happen quickly. We're going to see what the result is. Quickly. Kind of like the snow falling. The brunt of the snowstorm slamming people who were frustrated and stuck because of trains not moving and planes not moving and people trying to go home, bus terminals shut down in Midtown Manhattan. I guess people were pooling money for Uber rides into New Jersey, and boy, oh boy, flights canceled and near blizzard conditions. So near blizzard conditions means as a commuter, you're going to be stuck with downed trees and a lot of people who were just trying to get back on their feet from the last storm. And in New Jersey, they had, in some parts, 16 to 20 inches of snow. Woo! That is a lot of snow to be dumped in the neighborhood. That's when you know the trees have a good chance of falling down. And that happened in a lot of places. The heavy, wet snowflakes, that's what pulls those power lines down. And, of course, public schools closed or delayed depending on how bad the snow was. And power company workers are scrambling to try to get as much power back on as they can. It's tough when you just get through that. I mean, in New Jersey, you had 56,000 customers without power. And even in Long Island, they were saying 30,000 people were affected by that. So really, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all really getting the brunt of it. And there were some that also had that happen the week before. So snap trees, down power lines, and then dealing with it for 2 weeks in a row is very, very strange. You used to be, you just talk about this one incredible snow. Now it seems like just brace yourself for anything, because the word is, and I just looked at the weather map, good chance it can happen again next week, maybe on Tuesday into Wednesday, and that can change, but it's looking like there is a chance of another snowstorm that's going to dump some serious amounts of snow on areas of the Northeast. If you're a power worker, so exhausted. I mean, this is what you do, right? How exhausted are you trying to move all this stuff around? We need to lighten the load. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo coming up next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
How about the Corn Crib Blues?
How about Ground Control? Want to do that one now?
Never heard it.
Ground Control to Major Tom. Ground Control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground Control to Major Tom. Come down, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. 10.
Dave Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, a conversation with John Dyben that we had about addiction. He's got a great facility, and he talks about all this whole opioid thing, and we related it back to all the news that was coming out about Prince and what has now exploded into, obviously, a very serious crisis. So listen to what he has to say. I think he's one of the best people I've ever interviewed about it, so we're bringing it back for you to hear that. Right now, though, it's all about fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Bingo!
Yes, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Nathan Reeder joins me for this segment. Hi, Nathan.
It's me and you, Kate.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on here with me. Yes, absolutely live. So here's the question for everybody driving around. You know, if you ever counted how many golden arches you see along the way, whether you ever stop at McDonald's in your life, everybody knows that symbol. The branding is incredible because we all know what it means. Well, now apparently McDonald's is celebrating, Nathan, International Women's Day with a big gleaming W. So that for the first time in their brand history, they're flipping their iconic arches to
not be that big M, but to be a W. They physically flipped it at a California restaurant. So Thursday, International Women's Day, you'll see that upside down arches replacing the right side up arches across other digital channels all over the place too. And they're going to do it at 100 different locations. They're going to have special hats and shirts and all that kind of stuff. And they said the reason we're doing it is we're supporting women in the workplace. So what do you think?
Hey, all to 'em.
Say bingo.
I think it's bingo because consumerism and capitalism works. Attaching to whatever is happening that day is important for everyone involved with the daily cycle. So get it where you can, guys.
Exactly. They're not stupid. It's about marketing.
Hey, also, mom is wow for a reason. Upside down. You know, I think that's it's perfect. It's perfect.
Ooh, that's true. It's a wow. So women, wow, the whole thing. Yeah, it's all about what a marketing professor said at Northwestern was International Women's Day is a perfect opportunity for brands to talk about their commitment to empowerment. So, you know, they give it lip service, but McDonald's is saying, no, we do it. So there you go.
I'm not saying they give it lip service or that any of these things, even if it happens on a day and is tied to a corporate bottom line, it's not bringing up the issue. Everybody has their own way of commenting.
Yes.
And wow, there's a lot of different ways of commenting on
that. Yes, I agree. I say bingo. That's why I say bingo. Yep. Absolutely. All right, this was a crazy story I came across about an Australian beach and a bottle washing up on the Australian beach. A woman from that country found the world's oldest known message in a bottle. They say it was thrown in the sea about 132 years ago, and it was discovered on this beach called Wedge Island, which is just north of the capital, Perth. The message was dated June 12, 1886. It was thrown into the Indian Ocean from the German sailing ship Paula, which was en route from Cardiff, Wales, to its destination of the Dutch East Indies. The bottle was one of thousands thrown into oceans as part of a long German experiment on global currents to find faster shipping routes. Apparently, that's what they used to do.
Was on the slowest route.
Yeah. So until now, the previous world record for oldest message in a bottle is 108 years. So now that blows that. And I saw a picture of this German ship, the Paula.
You said what year was that?
1886.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? And it's that they just found it. They were just walking and they found it. It just got eventually washed up. The note was damp. It was rolled tightly. It was wrapped with a string. They took it home. They dried it out. They saw it was in printed form in German with faint German handwriting on it. They took it to the museum. They established it was totally authentic. The whole thing. They,
man,
you know, tested the paper, the whole thing. That is cool.
How many times have you sat down on a beach and just wanted that to happen? I mean,
totally.
They had to walk up to find it somewhere or found it, and, you know, it was washed up somewhere already. It's like finding the hidden places in your attic or something.
Oh, yeah,
treasure,
yeah.
Is.
It's cool. It's a treasure. Yes, it's a treasure. I mean, it's, again, because they authenticated it, so it was real. It wasn't some fakey thing. And that's an incredible find, to have this bottle drifting.
I'm going to go with more nuts than fruits on that one, I think.
Nuts. Now I want to find a bottle.
It's, you know, more dried out. Oh.
It's nutty, you say. Nutty.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. It's nutty. In the meantime, we move on to something else. The Super She Island for women only. Yes, they have an island, apparently, where it's a luxury retreat opening in Finland. It's kind of like the Wonder Woman thing, for real, though. And this Entrepreneur Christina Roth created Super She Island. It's a private retreat off of Finland. No men are allowed. And she says the aim is for women to vacation at a destination away from, you know, the pressures and embrace the all-female energy. And, you know, you can bring together women globally for retreats. They're saying the island sleeps 10 people in 4 luxury cabins, wellness activities, opportunities for bonding. Sounds expensive is what it sounds like to me.
You bring
Super
She. Group rates, Kate.
Yeah, group rates.
That's
Super She Island.
Yeah. It says entrepreneurs right on here. You get some good.
Yeah.
You go to the spa. Oh, that's great.
They say this woman who put it together vets people herself, and they say people interested should be prepared for a vetting process. And it's crazy. I heard this quote where it said, the quote said this, Nathan, you'll appreciate to put this into perspective. They said, yeah, some guy said, it's a space created by a rich white woman for other women like her. Well, there you go.
Sure.
Sure. Bingo for her. She'll get people.
Yeah. I mean, people will pay for that.
People will pay for that. The whole idea. I went to She
they are already
Island.
Are. They already are. I mean, other places that don't specifically have that in their brand name cater to that audience. So you know it's working.
That's right. I have a woman cave, but anyone can come in. Men can come in. I don't discriminate. Anyone can come into the woman cave. No discrimination. Nothing whatsoever.
There's still boys' clubs.
There's boys' clubs. There is. There is still boys' clubs. That's true. I mean, it almost brings up that question is, should there be? And I think sometimes we get crazy where it's like, you can't have these separate things. And I don't know that I think that's good either. What if you just, it's like you just want to have your friends. You just want to, I mean, I don't know. Does everyone have to be invited to everything? I guess it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a hard one to answer.
I think it should start with the members that are incorporated already. But, you know.
What they decide.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know after that. And what?
There you go.
What group?
I don't know what group either. All right, so I'm moving on to another one. And it's interesting, because we're talking about finding some amazing things, the bomb cyclone uncovered a Maine shipwreck. So just like this bottle being uncovered in Perth, this powerful storm uncovered a crazy shipwreck. It's called a bomb cyclone. That's what they call it when the snow comes down fast and furiously.
Okay.
I know.
Which part, though?
In the northeast in Maine, and so this happened in York, Maine. So this storm uncovered a shipwreck on a beach in York, and it just totally washed up. And you see the photos of it, and it's incredible looking. So again, this is definitely an old ship too, and they're trying to figure out from what. You know, a local archaeologist says it was a coastal trading ship used between 1750 and 1850. They say it could be from a ship called the Industry that goes back to 1769. The wreck was spotted, I guess, in 1858, but was reclaimed by the water, so they never got, it just washed out. And it reappeared after this strong storm. So it was just right there on the beach, the whole skeletal part of this boat.
Beautiful.
I think it's beautiful, too. So the sea gives back. The sea eats up, and then it's called flotsam, and then the flotsam comes up. And sometimes it's historic. Right?
It's always historic if it took any time at all, right?
I agree. So I'm going to say bingo to that. And I'm going to end on this one. How about the Twitter co-founder saying we're overdosing on technology, which he's all about technology. He says letting anyone publish anything for free and getting rewarded based on the attention they drive is a bad concept in itself. Whoops, except for they're capitalizing on it.
Yeah, I think that is a perfect bingo.
Yeah, perfect bingo, exactly.
Doesn't that snake eat itself?
Yeah. That is an oxymoron. Absolutely. Thank you, Nathan.
Got
coming
it.
Up next, John Dybin here on America Tonight.
No-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Over what's happened with Prince and prescription drug abuse, really, addiction, is overwhelming in this country, and I think it's just shining a light on that. And there's still more to come as far as Prince is concerned. Joining us now is John Dybin. He is with, I just talked about diamonds. He is with Origins Recovery Centers, and it is one of the leading addiction treatment providers in this country. So, John, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When you heard, you started to hear the reports about Prince, and then Percocet was mentioned. Did you know, I think I see where we're going with this because you've seen it before?
Well, I mean, the reality is that it's going to happen. You know, about 1,000 people are going to go into hospitals today for overdoses of opiates in the United States. I mean, so it is, it's, you know, it's in the media because, you know, when we have a star like Prince and someone like him, but the reality is that it is happening in enormous numbers. You're more likely in 2000, today, you're more likely to die from a drug overdose than from an automobile accident in the United States. So it is so widespread that absolutely, you know, you can kind of feel where these are going.
So do you see that at the at your center? Do you see that people can't get off painkillers or they're abusing them? Has that skyrocketed?
Enormously, especially over the past 10, 15 years. In fact, according to the National Institute of Health, this is one that really blew me away. New heroin addicts. As, you know, people who become heroin addicted to heroin within the past 10 or so, 10 or 12 years, 80% of them started off with an addiction to a prescription drug. So the flooding of prescription drugs into, you know, our nation is, we're just seeing an epidemic of addiction, and these are absolutely killing people.
Yeah, and we're talking about all across the board, right? Every single class, I mean, from the wealthy on down.
Absolutely. I mean, there is one thing about addiction is a disease, and it does not, no disease discriminates. So if a person introduces drugs into their system and they have, and not every single person becomes addicted, but those who do, your brain doesn't care if you're wealthy, educated, uneducated. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't care where you got the drugs, whether you got them from a doctor or a dealer. Addiction is addiction, and it doesn't discriminate.
So what's the process? How do you get away from this addiction? How do you detox? What are some of the things that you do at your center? That's got to be tough.
It is tough, and the key is that it takes time. You know, people want, you know, we're a nation that wants a quick fix for anything. Mm. But one of the first things is, I mean, I think there's three things that are really important right now. You know, right now there's a move to have a drug available, you know, without prescription. It's called Narcan or Naloxone. That's like almost like an EpiPen. So if someone is found and they're dying of an overdose, you can give that to them, and it'll stop the overdose, and it'll save their life. So that's a really good thing. The problem is that if that's all you do, you're going to go, that person's going to go right back to the drugs. So they need to be alive. The second thing is, so they need treatment. And treatment, what it does is it says, we're not just going to take the drug away from you, but we're going to actually help you develop a way of life so that you can, you have the skills you need and the connection you need to live drug-free. Treatment gives people in a structured environment where they can't have access to the drugs and where they can struggle for those first 1 to 3 months where their brain really needs to begin healing. But it can't stop there. And one of the things that are, you know, I work for Origins, and we talk about it being such a great place. I think one of the reasons is that one of our founders, Ben Levinson, was looking at this problem and saying, you know, even people who go to treatment have the levels of people who are able to stay clean and sober are really low. And so what he developed is a partnership with a company called MAP, and what they do is they actually provide ongoing aftercare. You've got ability to contact somebody 24 hours a day for support and help for over a year after treatment. Because the reality is that especially with opiate addiction, the organ that's involved in the disease is the brain. And the brain does not fully heal until 12 to 18 months. So the answer is you got to be alive. B, you got to get in and have structured treatment that eventually steps down so that you're entering life. But you have to have ongoing structured support, you know, for that first year to year and a half. And that's where people get into trouble. And then along with that, of course, is 12-step. You know, people have different opinions about 12 steps and the success and such. But if people actively engage 12-step recovery, recovery, and they generally have to have that support to do that. Recovery is 100% possible, but it's just not easy, and it takes time.
We're speaking
with all those components.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. We're speaking with John Diven. He's with the Origins Recovery Centers, and we're talking about addiction to painkillers, really, and Prince. And do you think Prince, his death kind of is a little bit of a hello, wake up for a lot of people?
I think it is, and it's a devastating thing. The man was a brilliant artist.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so sad to see happen. But I think right now we have been ignoring this problem as a nation for a long, long, long time. And I think there are a lot of things that are happening right now where our politicians and the media are really starting to, you know, even before Prince died, starting to see the enormity of this epidemic. And starting to pay some attention to it. So I think Prince's death certainly is another thing that's kind of waking people up. And it's sad. It's sad that we have to, you know, have all these many losses for this to become a top issue. This is the number one cause of accidental death in the United States today.
Wow, crazy. For you, it has to be rewarding to see people do exactly what you just said, the three things that you gave us, if they go through that process and come out on the other side. You've seen that. What is that like for you from the other side of it to see someone come through?
It is indescribable because it is, you know, when patients come in the door, their lives are devastated, but not just their lives, their families' lives, the lives of anyone who loves them, it has been devastated. And so when they become recovered, when they get in and get well and they go through this, it doesn't just do that. It doesn't just do that for them. It fathers return to their children and parents return to their kids and kids, parents get their kids back and families come back together. It's miraculous. One of my favorite things is to see alumni come back and to meet their families and to hear people say, you know, I I'm thinking about fathers right now because I only very recently, you know, I had a teenager say, I got my dad back. So, you know, when I was several years ago, my daughter was in third grade and she would always talk about this boy that she was friends with. And eventually she came and said, hey, guess what? I was talking to him and his dad has a problem like the people that you help, and his dad got help and got better. Well, it turned out that this kid that I didn't know that my daughter was always talking to in third grade was actually the son of a man who'd been my patient. And it struck me so hard because I realized that man getting sober and getting healthy directly impacted my daughter because this is her friend. Her friend now grows up in a home where he has a father and where they are, you know, there is sobriety and there is health and there's celebration of life as opposed to growing up in a home where there is just brokenness and devastation. So when one person gets well, it doesn't just change their lives. It changes the lives of everyone they love and even people that they don't know.
Wow, how crazy is that? That's an amazing story. John Diven, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Just a terrific segment. I hope a lot of people are paying attention, and this reaches a lot of people. And if you need help, certainly reach out and grab that help. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.